Hello there, and welcome to a World of Stories online podcast. World Book Day, the World of Stories podcast, sponsored by National Book Tokens. My name is Stephen Butler, and I'm your guide through this big celebration of books. And we have got a cracker of a book for you today, and I think you must have been living under a rock if you haven't heard of How to Train Your Dragon by Cressida Cowell. Hiccup Horrendous Haddock III was a truly extraordinary Viking hero, warrior, chieftain, awesome sword fighter, and amateur naturalist. He was known throughout Vikingdom as the Dragon Whisperer on account of his amazing power over these terrifying beasts. But it wasn't always like that. In fact, in the beginning, Hiccup Horrendous Haddock III was the most put-upon Viking you'd ever seen, not loud enough to make himself heard at dinner with his father, Stoic the Vast, not hard enough to beat his chief rival, Snotlout, at Bashy Ball, the number one school sport, and certainly not stupid enough to go into a cave full of dragons to find a pet. Find out more in this reading by David Tennant.
There were dragons when I was a boy. There were great, grim sky dragons that nested on the cliff tops like gigantic, scary birds. Little, brown, scuttly dragons that hunted down the mice and rats in well-organized packs. Preposterously huge sea dragons that were 20 times as big as the big blue whale and who killed for the fun of it. You'll have to take my word for it, for the dragons are disappearing so fast they may soon become extinct. Nobody knows what is happening. They're crawling back into the sea from whence they came, leaving not a bone, not a fang in the earth for the men of the future to remember them by. So, in order that these amazing creatures should not be forgotten, I will tell this true story from my childhood. I was not the sort of boy who could train a dragon with the mere lifting of an eyebrow. I was not a natural at the heroism business. I had to work at it. This is the story of becoming a hero the hard way. 1. First, catch your dragon. Long ago, on the wild and windy Isle of Berk, a smallish Viking with a longish name stood up to his ankles in snow. Hiccup Horrendous Haddock III, the hope and heir to the tribe of the Hairy Hooligans, had been feeling slightly sick ever since he woke up that morning. 10 boys, including Hiccup, were hoping to become full members of the tribe by passing the Dragon Initiation Programme. They were standing on a bleak little beach at the bleakest spot on the whole bleak island. A heavy snow was falling.
"Pay attention!"
screamed Gobber the Belch, the soldier in charge of teaching initiation. "This will be your first military operation, and Hiccup will be commanding the team."
"Oh no, not Hiccup," groaned Dog's Breath the Durbrain, and most of the other boys. "You can't put Hiccup in charge, sir. He's useless."
Hiccup Horrendous Haddock III, the hope and heir to the tribe of the Hairy Hooligans, wiped his nose miserably on his sleeve. He sank a little deeper into the snow. "Anybody would be better than Hiccup," sneered Snotface Snotlout. "Even Fishlegs would be better than Hiccup." Fishlegs had a squint that made him as blind as a jellyfish and an allergy to reptiles.
"Silence!" roared Gobber the Belch. "The next boy to speak has limpets for lunch for the next 3 weeks!"
There was absolute silence immediately. Limpets are a bit like worms and a bit like snot and a lot less tasty than either.
"Hiccup will be in charge and that is an order!" screamed Gobber,
who didn't do noises quieter than screaming. He was a 7-foot giant with a mad glint in his one working eye and a beard like exploding fireworks. Despite the freezing cold, he was wearing hairy shorts and a teeny-weeny deerskin vest that showed off his lobster-red skin and bulging muscles. He was holding a flaming torch in one gigantic fist.
"Hiccup will be leading you, although he is, admittedly, completely useless, because Hiccup is the son of the chief. And that's the way things go with us Vikings. Where do you think you are, the Republic of Rome? Anyway, that is the least of your problems today. You are here to prove yourself as a Viking hero, and it is an ancient tradition of the Hooligan tribe that you should...
Gobber paused dramatically.
First catch your dragon!
Oh, I hope you enjoyed that reading of Cressida Cowell's How to Train Your Dragon by David Tennant. I'm very jealous. I think I'd like to fly through the sky like Hiccup Horrendous Haddock III. It's quite a hard one to say that. It's a bit of a tongue twister. But if it turns out that you are not in the mood to train your dragon today, that doesn't matter at all. Why don't you head over to www.worldbookday.com where you can find all of the other podcasts, and they are there to recommend tons of different stories for you. And I know that one of them will be absolutely perfect, just like Baby Bear's porridge. So I hope you have a very nice time exploring all those brilliant stories. And it's goodbye from me. Thank you very much.
J-I-B-B-A, J-A-B-B-A.